Listen.
At the airport. Airports in the USA are both modern and efficient. However, delays upon arrival are fairly common. These delays are due to the excessive traffic handled daily, as well as to immigration and customs. Health requirements vary from time to time, so it is always advisable to check on them when making your visa application. Try to make your visa application well in advance of your proposed departure date. Although America enjoys an expanding tourism market, the issuing of visas can often be a harrowing experience on our post-9/11 world. At times, you may feel like a suspected terrorist as you try to obtain your tourist visa. At your interview, make a favorable impression on the consulate personnel. Pay attention to your appearance and manners. It is advisable to have a clear idea of your travel itinerary, as the immigration officer will want to know fairly precise details about your travel plans. There are regulations controlling the importation of certain articles, such as plants, foods, fruits, etc. Therefore, before filling your suitcases with delicious delicacies to delight an American friend, contact your American consulate to ascertain what you are allowed to bring in. In special cases, permission can be granted upon application to the consulate. Customs in the States is very strict, so it is advisable not to try to bluff your way through. While still on the plane approaching the airport, you will be given an immigration card and a customs declaration form. Both of these should be filled in before landing. Otherwise, you will delay things in immigration. An immigration card will be stapled into your passport and must be given up upon exit from the States. Once through immigration and customs, you will find luggage carts. In the arrival hall, you will see the usual services: car rentals, banks and post offices, hotel reservation and information desks. Car rental is reasonable in the States and is an option that should be considered, since public transportation often does not provide the desired access to the country's natural beauty. To get downtown, it is best to take a registered cab, otherwise your first impression may not be favorable. There are also regular urban buses or trains that run between the airport and downtown. This shuttle service is much cheaper. However, there is a limit to the number of bags you can carry on. Information on transportation is available at the information counter. Airport formalities are basically the same all over the world, as our bus or taxi ride into a city from any airport. It is not until you settle into your hotel room and begin to see the city that you really feel that you're in a new country.
This is the end of Lesson 12.